relating to photography from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with today's Artbeat.
On this episode of Artbeat, we visit with an artist who started drawing as a child and never quit. This individual, who currently resides in Burnsville, Minnesota, went to La Crescent High School and won the button design contest for Applefest, and now has an even further reach with his artwork. As a caricature artist, you may have seen his drawings in Mad Magazine, witnessed his artistic influence with comedian Jeff Dunham, and been drawn to his commercial work in many publications. We managed to find this talented character at the Midwest Comic Book Convention, which took place at the State Fairgrounds in St. Paul, Minnesota. Today, this artist shares with us how his career took off, what it's like making real people in the comics, and much more. You're listening to Artbeat with Terry Tenseth. Hi, I am at FallCon, and I have cornered Tom Richmond, who Mad Magazine artist, grew up in La Crescent, Minnesota, at an undetermined time, and apparently is still very active in artwork. So what got you drawing?
Well, it's all I ever wanted to do. When I was a kid, I, you know, just burned through reams and reams of scrap paper and lots of boxes of crayons and just kept on drawing. I've never been interested in doing anything else, so it's been a long time.
When did you notice that you were really good at caricature, or was that something you had to develop on your own?
It's something that I always did unconsciously. When I would draw my friends or teachers or whatever, it was always a caricature, but to me, I was just drawing them. And I didn't really realize I was doing caricature until I got a job at a Six Flags theme park when I was a college student. It was my summer job, and I started really realizing that caricature was an art and something I sort of had a knack for. And I've been doing it ever since, so it's sort of my specialty.
So what got you to be involved with magazines then? Like, how do you go from caricature at an amusement park to where you are now? How did that path lay out for you?
Well, I mean, doing the caricatures at the theme parks was fun, but I knew it wasn't something I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So I was looking for avenues to be able to apply what I did in public publication world. And caricature is actually very, very highly sought after in publication work because it's a great way to depict somebody without having a photograph and having a humorous bend to it. So I get a lot of work, especially at election time, you know, a lot of political work. Anytime somebody does a story about like a celebrity or an athlete, caricature is sort of a nice way to illustrate that. So I started sending my work out to different publications and very slowly did some comic book work that was caricature related and, you know, very gradually built up my clientele as a freelancer.
So eventually somebody gave you that call and you got involved. And what was that like for you? Was it like, oh my gosh, so surprising, or was it just, how did it feel?
Well, it was really, you know, it was really great when I saw my first published work, which was actually in comics. I had a job with a small comic book publisher called Now Comics. This was back in the early 90s. And they did a title called Married with Children, which is based on the old TV show. And so I did caricatures of, you know, Ed O'Neill and Katie Sagal and all these, you know, Christine Applegate who were on the show. And it was sort of Mad Magazine-like. And that was my first publication work. And, you know, it was very thrilling to actually go to a comic book shop and see my work on the shelf. And then that gradually led to doing other things for magazines and different publications. And now, as a freelancer, you do a lot of different kinds of work. So I work for Mad. I mean, that's probably my biggest high-profile client. But I also do work for Sports Illustrated Kids, for Scholastic. I do product illustration for Jeff Dunham and actually designed one of his puppets. And so, you know, a jack-of-all-trades sort of thing with freelance. You just take the jobs as they come along. But advertising work, you know, whatever comes along. But magazine stuff has probably been my bread and butter.
With caricatures, you kind of almost develop a relationship with the person you're drawing. Have there ever been ones that you felt really close to, even though you might not have met?
Well, especially working with Mad, you almost feel like you're involved in the making of the movie, you know, that you do. It's like you get you get kind of close to that in that way. But not really the actual people I draw, you know. I mean, I get to know what they look like. I can probably still draw Ed O'Neill out of my head right now. That's how often I drew him in the comics. What is really surreal is actually seeing somebody that I've drawn in person later. And I actually met Ed O'Neill years later after the comic was done. And he was going around promoting the TV show in syndication. This was maybe 97 or 98. They were big fans of the comic book, I guess. And I got a chance to meet him. And I was just like staring at him going, wow, man, I have drawn you so many times. And now I'm actually seeing you in the, you know, in person. That was kind of weird. But yeah, you know, it's fun. Everybody's face is different. And that's a real challenge to try to capture their personality.
When you are creating, do you have to, like, be alone, lock yourself sort of in a room, or can you, well, like, obviously here today at FallCon, you're drawing out in the open, but when you're on an assignment, do you have to seclude yourself or no?
Not really. I was kind of trained to have people watch me draw because of the theme park thing, so I can do it either way, but I guess if I had my choice, I have a studio in my home, you know, down in my basement, just put on some music, and, you know, my dogs bother me a lot, my kids knock on the door, but it's not like I have to be secluded. I get most of my work done, honestly, between 10 p.m. and about 3 a.m., so and then the phone isn't ringing, and it's pretty quiet, so yeah, probably quiet is conducive to, you know, being able to concentrate and focus.
You said you do some other work, too, that's not caricature-based, right? You said some product illustrations. Was that originally out of your comfort zone, or do you feel comfortable in any genre?
Well, it's not so far away from my style of drawing. It's just not caricature. So, like, you know, when I draw Jeff Dunham stuff, I'm drawing his characters as cartoons, you know. So it isn't really like I'm drawing tractors or something super realistic. And I was trained as a realistic artist in illustration and painter, and then I never did that again. Once I got out of school, I did nothing but cartoons and humorous illustrations. So I do portrait work and, like, realistic figure work for relaxation. And I get away from the cartoons for a while, you know, and just do, like, really detailed realistic rendering, life drawing. That stuff is relaxing to me because I'm not thinking about, you know, storytelling or anything. And I still enjoy doing it, but cartooning is my first love, so.
When you do the realistic stuff, I'm guessing landscapes, things of that nature, is it in plein air, you take a photo and then draw it, or is it just from your mind?
Plein air, usually. Like, I just got back from a 25th anniversary trip that I took to Italy with my wife. While I was there, I did some drawings of some of the master artworks, you know, just in the sketchbook. That was a lot of fun. And I sometimes go to life drawing co-ops, you know, where you work from a model, and that's really fun to do. I don't do much painting anymore these days. Everything is digital. I still like to do it, but I just don't do it professionally.
So what else do you do? I mean, you've got a pretty prolific art career. What do people not know that you do?
Well, I'm an amateur bodybuilder, so I work out a lot. I'm into gadgets, so computers and that type of thing. I actually still do live caricature work. I own all the caricature art concessions at Valley Fair and at the Mall of America and Nick Universe. And the artists that work out there work for me, and I train them. And, you know, so I have a business side of things that I do also. So a lot of other things to keep me busy away from the drawing board, but which is maybe why I work from 10 a.m. to 3 a.m. or 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. every day. Sometimes I can get it done.
So have you accomplished your goals as an artist, or is there something that you still wish to reach out for?
Oh, no. I think anytime anybody's ever reached their goals, they're bored with life, you know. There's lots of things I'd still like to do. I've never done a Time magazine cover. I'd love to do that. I've never worked for certain magazines or publications I haven't done work for before that I'd like to, like People or Entertainment Weekly, things like that. So, no, there's lots of things I'd still like to do. But I love what I do. And there's also an internal mechanism to that where I can always get better at what I'm actually doing, which is always a goal for me. So it's never boring. There's always somewhere to go, someplace higher to try to reach with your work. And that's what makes it exciting still.
That's pretty great. If you could be any cartoon character, I'm asking everybody this, which one would you be and why?
A Batman. Just because you should always be Batman. Well, I was a Batman fan when I was a little kid. Always been a Batman fan. I've got a full-blown bat suit in my studio that I put on at Halloween sometimes and run around in. So that's sort of close to my heart, Batman. And I got a chance to do the three Christopher Nolan movie parodies in Mads, so those are my favorite jobs I've had for Mads. So yeah, got to be Batman.
Okay, then what was your opinion of the voice for Batman in the movies?
Drove me crazy. It really did. Drove me crazy. I love the videos, you know. I'm sure you've seen them.
Yeah, right.
Those are so funny. Those are so funny. Yeah, that drove me nuts. It was the one thing that really kind of drove me crazy about those movies, because otherwise they were pretty good. But so doing the parodies, I didn't get to do the voice, you know, because I wish it would have made more fun of that in the script. But yeah, and don't ask me about Ben Affleck.
You and a lot of other people have the same opinion right now, and maybe you'll be drawing a caricature of Ben Affleck as Batman.
I can almost guarantee I'm going to be drawing him as Batman.
What would you say to the kid that wants to do what you're doing?
Oh, just do exactly what I did and find every scrap of paper you can find and don't give it away till there's a drawing on it. My dad worked for a grocery store. And he had these like data printout things with the little green and blue lines, the old-fashioned ones. He would bring home reams of those that were all printed on the backs on the front side, and I would draw on the back. And I drew. I mean, I can't imagine how many reams of paper I went through as a kid. That's my advice to anybody that loves to draw or wants to do it for a living: is just draw until your fingers fall off, and then start drawing some more. Because that's the only way to become a great artist, is just keep on doing it.
Where do people find out more information about you?
I have a website, tomrichmond.com. There I've got a portfolio on there. I always put sneak peeks of what I'm working on. I have a lot of actually tutorials about how to draw caricatures on it. Do a lot of articles about the illustration business and that type of thing. So anybody that's interested in that would probably find that a good resource.
Great. Thanks so much.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks again to Tom Richmond for visiting with us on Art Beat. More information on Tom can be found at www.tomrichmond.com and on Facebook. You've been listening to Art Beat with Terry Tenseth.
Art Beat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.